All four of these films are little masterworks in their own right, and they have similar subject matters in that they're all dealing with particular, what they call the milieu of Berlin, the sort of poorer parts of Berlin. And the four films deal with different types of people, so they are extremely well-made films. They're little masterpieces, which will tell you something important about human beings, about, you know, the human condition, and also about Germany at that time.
There's a bundle of reviews of the recent re-releases, the same films Cambridge is showing, and elegant realism is a phrase that keeps coming up. Is that a good summation of his style?
The phrase elegant realism is absolutely bang on the money. He's not a revolutionary or a political activist in any sense, although he's making films on these subjects. And his filmmaking style that he likes to do is to shoot with a high degree of realism, lots of exteriors, very, very good studio work, and a very pared-back style, I think. He understood profoundly his art and craft. I think where he's more innovative is in the subject matters that he picks. So the types of dramas that he chooses to make about working class Berlin characters, social problems, extremes of poverty and, you know, this sort of inescapable poverty that was very much the concern in Germany, in Berlin in particular at that time. So he's just saying, this is the situation. Understand why these people do what they do and try and help in small ways.
How important, because obviously with the films that are showing at the festival only covered from 1925 to 1928, which seems to be the body, the core of his very best work of this style, but he kept making films up until the mid-50s. How important, and through the war, how important is his body
of
work
through,
as a barometer of German history, early, you know, the first half of the last century, really?
Lamprecht is a very good barometer of German history in film. He comes slightly after German Expressionism, so he doesn't do that. But he takes German cinema in the direction that it's going to go with this sort of social realism type of film. And unlike many of his contemporaries, he doesn't leave. When the Nazis come in, he keeps his head down, carries on working, and does safe, uncontroversial films until after the war, when then he picks up again with his sort of more social condition dramas. So he just lies low during that period. And I don't think there's any sense that anyone has ever accused him of being a kind of collaborator with Nazism in any way, which is to his credit that people thought he had that kind of integrity to just carry on. The thing most important to understand about Lamprecht is he is a Berliner to his core. This is his home. This is everything that he's interested in and concerned with. All his great films are about Berlin, and they're pretty timeless. I mean, these issues are just as important today. And many of them do have hopeful endings. You know, there is always some kind of hope at the end that this is something, a situation about which we can do something.